League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Well, Neil, thank you for joining us on the eve of this game in extraordinary circumstances. Coach, you just come up from Manchester Northwest. What's the mood, would you say, amongst the squad?
I mean, it's fantastic, James. Firstly, I want to say a big thank you to the club for creating an extra professional environment today, you know, to give the lads the opportunity to travel up the day before and not rushing around on game day, you know, just says so much about the football club. It's been a relaxed atmosphere coming up. Obviously, the first hour was a little bit touch and go. We're waiting to find out whether or not the actual fixture will go ahead. Then we got confirmation, I think, for the rest of the journey. You know, lads are just looking forward to the stay tonight and then, you know, 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Any injury news?
No, obviously this week we've let Jack Lenehan go out on loan, we've let Ben Kerr go to Runcorn, we've said goodbye to Larnell Cole, we've brought in Evermore, the goalkeeper, and we've brought in Keaton Ward from Barnsley. Everybody else is fit and raring to go, so you know we've just got to make sure that the team selection is right for tomorrow and you know hopefully go and give South Shields a really good game.
Has this uncertainty, has it played on yourselves, you think, in any way?
I mean, it has with me. I mean, people, you know, I've got to be careful what I say because obviously, you know, this is an epidemic that's going across the world now at the minute. I do feel that I think maybe some people may have been a bit hasty in cancelling fixtures and, you know, I was just praying that our fixture wouldn't be affected. Obviously, I want everybody to be fit and well and no one to contact the virus. But for me, you know, football's everything and, you know, we've done a lot of preparation in leading up to today's game and it's a fixture that we've been looking forward to all season. And we've got there now and it's one against two and I'm sure with the Premier League fixtures being cancelled and fixtures in and around it, then, you know, it's going to add to the atmosphere tomorrow and probably a few more on the gate than what they originally expected.
What would you say that you've got to look out for about South Shields? What are their main strengths?
I mean, listen, they're top of the league by 9 points and they're there for a reason. You know, I've come out in my newsletter this week and said, although they've got the biggest budget and probably a budget that would fit into the National League, I still like the way Lee Picton and Graham Fenton do things. And, you know, they're a footballing side. They've got great players. Like I said, you know, the pressure's on them to go and win the league this season. But, you know, they've carried that, you know, and they've never hidden the fact that, you know, they've been well-backed and well-supported and they've gone through the leagues and they deserve that. What they're good at? I think they're strong in every area. And I think once they recognise that there's a slight weakness in an area, they go and strengthen. And, you know, the last 2 or 3 weeks, they've brought in players from Sunderland's first team, players from Preston doing a 3-hour or 6-hour round trip. So it just shows what, you know, what their intentions are. For us, you know, they'll be wary of us like we're wary of them. You know, I'm sure it's going to open itself up to be a really good game tomorrow.
You speak of the players they keep bringing in, but you've got quite a settled unit. Is that potentially an advantage from your point of view?
I think so. I mean, listen, we set out, didn't we, at the end of June, and you know, I'm delighted to say that I've still got 13 or 14 of them lads in and around the squad. So, you know, that bodes well. The last few weeks, although we've had a couple of suspensions and injuries, you know, it's nice to get the settled back four back together. It's nice that Potts and Griffiths have been able to continue the relationship. It's nice to see Tundy back on the goal scoring charts. It's nice to see Donoghue back in there. I think what goes for us is that we all know how each other play. And, you know, I've said this a few times, and I believe that in your career, you're lucky if you come across a really unique dressing room. And when I say that, I don't just mean good lads. I mean good lads who become best friends. And I've got a squad that are best friends. And, you know, you can see the way they interact with each other on the coach and going out for a meal tonight. And they're just in and out of each other's pockets. And, you know, there's times this season when things haven't gone for us on the football pitch, but that togetherness has been key and helps us through games. And I'm just hoping that at times tomorrow when things may not go for us, that the lads will definitely stick together. And I certainly know that they're proud to wear that badge and they'll wear the shirt and they'll be doing everything they can do to get the right result tomorrow.
South Shields won in midweek to go 9 points clear. FC have a game in hand. Is it, in a curious way, is it almost make it that it's more incumbent on FC to want to win this game than South Shields?
Listen, you know, I'm not a manager that sits on the fence, James. You know, we have to win tomorrow. You know, there's no point going there trying to play for a draw. You know, it's win or lose. You know, cash or bust, or whichever way they want to say it. It is, and the Sandshields will say the same thing. You know, if they won't look for a point, they'll know that we've got a game in hand. They know if they win tomorrow, the 12 points clear, we've only got a game in hand, and that's going to be a lot to catch up in 10 games. They also know if we win tomorrow, we're 6 points behind with a game in hand, and, you know, then the pressure swings back on them. So I think you'll find that two teams are certainly playing to go for the win. Sandshields, home form. Some people have questioned it, saying that they're a better side away from home. I don't think that. I think they'll like to get down to Mariners Park tomorrow and put on a show. I know that we're going to really travel in our numbers, and, you know, we want to reward the fans. So I think everyone's going to see an open, attacking, really high quality game of football. And, you know, I've got lads in my side, and they've got lads in their side that should be playing in the next level above, if not the level above that.
Warrington and Morpeth also won in midweek, so Warrington just a couple of points behind us. When the team's behind you start to sort of snap at your heels, do you think that helps to focus, or are you a unit that very much concentrates on what you have to do?
Yeah, not really, James. I mean, I'm not a big, you know, manager who looks at a league table. I know we're second. I don't really look behind us. I just look in front of us. And at the minute, I'm looking at Sandshields. If they might not look over their shoulders. I know I certainly don't. If we don't win tomorrow and someone else wins, we kind of probably change positions with people. But there's a long way to go in the season. You know, our target was top 10. It was 1.5 points per game. And, you know, it was a cup run. All of a sudden, we find ourselves in the final of a cup, second in the league. And who knows, chasing down the leaders. So, you know, at the minute, I'm definitely looking forward and not behind me. And, you know, that might be over-ambitious. But when you're in this position, you've got to do that, I think.
Finally, and this is a very big question, FC, it's about the situation, really, because I think at this level, clubs like FC and many other clubs at this kind of level, finances, it's almost like on a week-to-week basis, and games getting postponed, and the prospect of, say, the rest of the season being postponed would be very, very serious for FC. Do you think there's a case, whilst balancing the health question, for going on for another few games? There's a chance for FC, for example, with higher level football being postponed, for FC to basically invite another level of fans and to help, say, if FC could play the next two home games even, it would just assist the club financially, just to stave off what the issues could be in the future. What have you any feelings on that?
I mean, the run that we're on at the minute has added to the crowd week in, week out, especially when we're at Broadhurst Park. You know, we've broke that 2,000 mark now, and I think we've seen in the last few home games that we've I think last Saturday week was, you know, 2,088. If we went and won against Sandshields, putting the coronavirus to one side, I think we might be getting up towards the 2,324 mark. But all of a sudden, with no Premier League and with no Championship, First Division, Second Division, there's going to be a lot of people wanting the football fix. And, you know, my words of advice is, you know, even if we don't get the result we want at Sandshields, it's going to be an interesting last 10 games. And, you know, whatever people have heard about FC over the years, or maybe lost support or whatever it'll be, I'm telling people that the good times are coming back, and there's a really good feeling around the place, and we play the right way, we play good football, and I'm sure if you came and spent your money at Broadhurst Park, you wouldn't be disappointed with what you've seen. So, you know, hopefully, you know, from a selfish point of view, and the finances are the key to our club, that we can break 3,000, 4,000, who knows, and, you know, every little bit counts. But for us, you know, the key thing is playing the right way and enticing fans for the right reason.
And very finally, another big question. If basically the league was unable to finish, what do you think would be fair? Do you think it would be fair that the top two teams just went automatically? You know, if there was no prospect of playing the games before, say, July, August, or...
No, I do. I think the top two, if the games calculation was right, you know, for example, if, you know, Baysford had only played 29 and we played 31, and the points average meant that they could go above us with the two games in hand, then I'd expect their points tally to be odds of them to go up. However, as it stands, you know, we've both got equal games. I think there's only Morpeth with games in hand, and even with the games in hand, they still go 5 points behind us if they win every game. And I think, you know, if the league was to postpone the season, the fair way to do it, the equitable way to do it, would be to promote the two teams with the highest points. And, you know, that, I'm saying that, I've just equaled it with Baysford there. If it wasn't us, it should be someone else, because it's not over a week. It's been over a course of a long season, and we fought really hard to get to second place, and I don't want anybody to kind of pull the rug away from us. We fully deserve where we are, and, you know, if that meant getting promotion, then that means getting promotion.
Well, Neil, thank you very much for giving up this time on the, as you settle in the hotel. Have a good evening, and we'll look forward to the game tomorrow.
Yeah, can't wait, James. Thanks very much.
Thank
Cheers.
You.
Thank you.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.